Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I'm not afraid to
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
We've talked many, many times about lighting that spark of motivation, or lighting that spark that will inspire you to become motivated over the years. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and entrepreneurship has been my life, really. If there has been one part that I have taken to heart about sharing with others, I think it is, it has been what creating that spark, starting the whole entrepreneurship journey has been about. But I say equally important has been the aspect of what to do to maintain that level of inspiration, to maintain the level of motivation. That's something that you need to be reminded of. We all do. It's important that you share your journey with others who have a positive impact. That is the key, positive impact on what you're trying to accomplish. I think that's an important tip. So, I think it's an important tip. So remember, the initial spark, that's very important. We're not going to downplay that. But also, that day-to-day aspect of making sure that you keep that motivation high. And we're here to help you. We're here every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here to help you to accomplish that goal. So you have a big support system, all of the fans, literally, from all over the world who tune in to this very broadcast. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. I just want to say thank you, because you guys inspire us. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, Keisha McAllister, or shall I say, hey, hey, hey. And it's so great to have, yes, it's great to have you back on today's broadcast. And I really wanted to do something special. Again, Keisha McAllister, all the way from wonderful Fairfield, California. So 3,000 miles away from us right here in New York. Yes, on the Radio Morning Show. And so you're always great with Ask a Hairstylist. And I really wanted today to be about a special summer edition. And I thought that you would be just fantastic. We've got some questions from our fans, from folks who have listened to you, who tune into the broadcast. And so I'm super excited to roll on in. What are you thinking about that? Summer talk.
Sounds like a plan. We're getting close to summer, and people need to figure out what to do with their hair and what will work. And this is what I do. I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. So listen, let us roll on in and with our first. We have Keisha, but Keisha, actually, she writes in. We have Ada, and she writes in, "Hi, Keisha," is what she says. Her name is Ada from Birmingham, Alabama, again, a place I have visited. The premiere shows, you guys were shouting them out. What she said is that summertime there in Alabama is full of humidity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she says it's very harsh on her hair. And any tips to keep it from feeling sweaty is what she says. She's natural. So, okay. We're going to ask again. She's in Birmingham, just like New York. In the summertime, we have problems with trying to avoid the humidity, super high humidity, probably a little different than where you are in California. So, but any tips, Keisha, on what you could tell Ada that she could do?
Well, here in California, Ada, thank you so much for your question. Here in California, we have very dry heat. So when we actually do have some humidity, we're all standing around looking crazy at each other trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But for Birmingham, I have been in some of that Birmingham heat and that humidity.
Ooh, yeah.
I try to, because I'm not a doctor, I always ask my clients, okay, well, what's your sugar intake? Because sugar makes people sweat a lot. That sugar in it makes you sweat a lot. The other thing I would consider is the thickness or density of her hair. And for the summer, it might be easier to go into a braided style, something that is controlled where her scalp can actually get some air. These are the things. These are the things that
I promote
from my clients. Right, even for my clients, because if you're not good with your own hair, but you need something to do with it, and you have a lot of it, and now we're coming up on summertime, I would suggest some sort of either braided style, a crochet. Crochets might be equally as heavy, but you'll still have access to your scalp. So with those styles, you're able to pull them, you know, either in pigtails or pull it up in a bun, something that will let your scalp be aerated.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Drink plenty of water. But
exactly.
The thing about humidity is, you know, we can't fight the environment, but you can control your hair.
Oh, I love that. Great advice, Keisha McAllister. Ask a hairstylist today. I agree. And that was great advice for Ada. I think to me, when I think of, you know, sweating or let's pick a nice fancy word, perspiration. when we think of perspiration and all of that, I think keeping your hair clean, your scalp clean, rather, and hydration, I just think naturally will help with that. I do. I think awesome advice. Absolutely awesome advice, Keisha. Good job. All right. And you see, this is something a little different than the dry heat. The dry heat has its challenges too, right?
It definitely does. We all, you know, I think in summertime, black women or women of color are always trying to figure out what we're going to do with our hair. Because it has to manage a corporate setting. It has to manage sometimes home. It depends on the setting we're in, or the environment we're in. So it's things that we do have to consider.
Always great advice. Okay, now we have one from a question coming from Katie. Katie is out in Portland, Oregon. So she's on the West Coast, up from you, of course, in California. She's up in Oregon. And what she says, it's one that I can relate to. It's about leave-in conditioner. She's like asking the difference. What's the big difference between those conditioners that you can leave in versus the ones that you might want to rinse out? And this is one I can certainly relate to, this question. But any advice you might want to talk about? And do you have any of the favorite types of conditioners that you prefer? Please, we want to hear. So, Keisha McAllister, what would you say to Miss Katie out in Portland?
Hello, Katie out in Portland. The thing about leave-in conditioners, I think it really depends on your hair texture and what you're planning to do with your hair. The thing about people who wear their hair straight, the leave-in conditioners can sometimes be too heavy or can end up feeling kind of sticky or like a residue on the hair. And when you go to apply heat to that hair, now you're cooking the hair. So it's really best to consider what is it that you are planning to do with your hair. Leave-in conditioners are really good for people who wear their hair natural, for folks who may wear hair pieces or weave, because they're not over-manipulating their hair. But I do believe leave-in conditioners are more so for natural.
And I'm going to weigh in and just raise my hand on that one, Keisha McAllister, because you're absolutely, it's exactly what I have discovered for myself. I use our own. We, of course, at Carafe, which you guys know is our original house brand at Hair Radio, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, you know that we have the traditional conditioner that you rinse out, of course. But we also have, from our Moisture 100 line, we have the Carafe Leave-In Conditioner. And let me tell you something, I'm my biggest fan of it. I love it. I absolutely love it, because what it does, it definitely keeps your hair moisturized and avoids my hair, and it really, and I don't feel that it has like a heavy film or anything like that. I love the way it leaves my hair, and it's a part of a regular regimen that I use to keep my hair hydrated. Remember, hydrated and then moisturized. So that's kind of what I live in, that space, and I think that you guys will kind of feel the same way. So I had to take that one a little bit. But that's my way in on it. And, you know, I think it's great. And I think you gave great advice. I think to me it does seem a little bit that it leans very helpful for natural hair folks. I think perhaps a little bit with the natural hair textures. But great advice. Okay, Keisha. So, but I love it. I absolutely love it. So please, we already have folks who support us with the Carafe Moisture 100 Leave-In Conditioner. I always say, Keisha, you can use both. You can use our traditional and the leave-in. So good to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's just how you use it, how you work it. And it's going to depend on the client and, depends on the hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's so great to have you guys with us. Joining me today, as you guys know, she's with us often. She comes to us all the way out in Fairfield, California. That's 3,000 miles away. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And you guys have gotten to know her well. Of course, we're talking about Ms. Keisha McAllister again. Good morning.
Hey, hey, Carrie. How are you?
Yes.
Good morning.
We are doing just fantastic. We've been covering a special summer edition, if you will, of Ask a Hairstylist, where we're, you know, it's you know, getting into that time of the year where parts of the country, and this year, I've got to say, it's been wacko weather, I call it. Wherever you are in this country, it's been wacko weather. And so, so a lot of us are finding that we have to have different types of hair needs that didn't quite exist, years back. So just today is all about that. And I'm so happy to be getting into some of these questions today with none other than Ms. Keisha McAllister. So Keisha, I've got another question or comment. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. His name is Robert, and he's out in the Aurora, Colorado area, so outside of Denver. I've been to Aurora. And what Robert says, now he is a salon owner, and he's considering this, so this is your pro-to-pro tip today. He's considering, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this either, it's called a no-tip salon. Ooh, that's a deep one.
No tip.
So he's saying that he wants to cut out, he's considering cutting out tipping at all to anybody. So making it so that the clients can come in and get their services, pay for their fees, and go. And maybe that'll give him an edge. I don't know. That's really, I've never heard of a no-tip salon. But what are your thoughts on it? This is a good one. Mr. Robin, out in Aurora.
Well, I'm not. Maybe I'm struggling with it. A no tip salon. People would come in and pay for their services anyway. So does he mean he's going to raise the price of the services so he's not,
He didn't go into a whole bunch of detail. He didn't go into a whole bunch of detail what I'm looking at here, but what I'm guessing and thinking is that I've heard now they have other things like restaurants and stuff that are no-tip restaurants where I've heard of that here on the East Coast. But the no-tip salon is a novel idea. Now, he's in the Midwest. Oh, not Midwest. Well, that's Central.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, Denver. Somewhat, I guess. But here's the thing on that. I find it fascinating because maybe he's not looking to raise the prices, I don't know, but do you need to raise the prices? I think it's just perhaps it could be a marketing ploy just to get the people to come in and save, because oftentimes they're tipping 15, 20, 20% of the services, maybe more. And so, and that might be figured into the stylist income. So,
well, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing, Carrie. Not everybody tips. They just show up for their appointment.
Well, hold it. Did you just say not everybody even tips to begin with?
Not everybody tips, no.
They just get up and walk out?
They pay for their service and then make their next appointment and go.
And how do you feel about that?
You made your next appointment. I'll see you next time.
No, I just think it's interesting.
Because you have a lot of people.
No.
Because you have a lot of people who give a big tip and you won't see them for a year.
Ooh.
Right. You won't see them for a year, year and a half. So that's why I'm asking. Maybe he's raising the price, like leveling the price, so his stylists aren't contingent or waiting for a tip, looking to see if that's going to be a part of their, of their service.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I do get it. If that's what he's doing, then he's kind of factoring the tip into the service.
And it makes it sound good to the client, like, oh, I don't have to leave a tip. Where they're really paying the tip anyway.
Right. It's included in the service. So, I get it. I do.
Well,
get
have
that
you
part
ever? I've never heard of that kind of a salon. Have you heard of a no-touch salon?
No, I've never heard of it, but I understand why he might be doing it.
Mm. Wow.
Especially this time of year. This time of year is tough for hairdressers and for creative people. The first part of the year. I don't know why that is. Like right until Easter, it's people are, I guess, trying to figure the year out or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, so this is interesting. Okay. So,
you follow up and see how it works out.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you give Robert a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that no tip idea?
You know what? I have to say I'm impartial because I really don't have any feelings about it, really. Because I understand why he's doing it, and then I've been on the other side where people tip all the time. So I'd just be interested to see what happens in the next 6 months.
Right. Well, so would we.
Yeah, I'd be interested to follow up. Yep.
Robert, if you are listening,
go for it,
please,
let's see how
go
it goes.
For it. You just says, go for it. And I have to give you a thumbs up as well. It sounds a little off-putting at first, but you know, I think it could lure in some clients. I do. I do think because I think that there's some clients who may wrestle with the idea of tipping. And I think that if they have the perception, if our clients and your clients that you're servicing, have the idea that they are saving money or that it's something that they don't have to sit and calculate and all this kind of stuff, I think it might be appealing. We might actually really bring this whole notion of the no-tip salon everywhere. So his shop is out in Colorado. But wouldn't that be nice if we could think about it? So I'd love to hear from you guys out there on this. I really would.
Yeah,
I think
it'll be different types of salons that will be able to manage that type of management.
Okay. Wow.
But the thing about people is they think that hairstyles already make $1 million. So a lot of times they don't think you need the money. So
especially if you happen to be the owner as well.
Right. Especially that. And they don't realize, you know, we have PG&E here, but he's got electricity to pay. You know, he's got services and to pay. And if it's a big salon, then he's probably, you know, it's probably expensive. So if he's including that in the services, then that takes care of his salon. And then on top of that, it's like if the client wants to tip that particular stylist, then that's up to the client.
Now, that's interesting. See, that's where I think that it can get a little murky. I think that if you are running a no-tip salon, and if everybody knows this and it's well presented on placards all throughout the shop and all of that, and everybody knows you're a no-tip salon, they really shouldn't tip because then it might be unfair because you may have it that your staff that you guys are sharing from a pool. You may have it all kinds of additional things that you're doing that we may not know. So it might be a little unfair to still tip. I don't think I would say no tipping. If it's no tipping, it's no tipping. And I don't know if I tiptoe around that.
No. I mean, the thing about it is, how do you address it being a no tip salon? Do you place that on the wall, or are you just raising your prices or changing your service menu?
Well, see, that's the thing. I would follow what you said. If this were my shop, I would accommodate the prices in my menu items, my price list. I would also make it very, trust me, you say it a few times and word gets around real quick about not having to tip or not paying anything additional. You don't think folks are going to remember that real quick? They will, and it'll also get around real fast. But to me, I would utilize it as a, I would do like Robert, I would use it as a sales type tip or marketing tip to bring in new clients. And I would also incorporate a little bit of what you said, because I literally would incorporate, I take all that stuff and consider, you know, and adding that on into my pricing. I mean, that's just me. But I'm loving this conversation today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My very special guest, Keisha McAllister, and this very special summer edition of Ask a Hairstylist. I like it, Keisha. I'm enjoying this. Okay, good stuff. I'm just, you're just enjoying me talking to you today, Keisha McAllister. Okay. Well, listen, the last question here comes to us from someone in my neck of the woods in New York, but they're in New York upstate in Albany. Her name is Alexa, I guess like the voice device thing. But yeah, Alexa says, this is easy for you. She says, is summer different than fall care for your hair? Okay. Is summer different than fall care? And I think it touches on what we let in with today. What are your thoughts, Ms. Hairstylist? What are your thoughts today?
Well, I think if you're already in a routine of hair care, then it'll probably just be styling. That may be the difference if you're already taking care of your hair. If you are not taking care of your hair, then you need to find a stylist or a chair to sit in to help you get into a rhythm or, you know, to take care of your hair. Now, summer on the East Coast is humid, and fall on the East Coast is also humid until the weather breaks.
Right.
It's something
right.
else. So it's hard to say. You know, it's almost how you really have to pay attention to the weather or how your body reacts to the weather. And if the summer care was about moisture and emollients and, you know, keeping your hair and your scalp clean and things like that, then that's what you should still do for the fall and winter. But I encourage you to find a chair, a stylist to sit with, even if you go sit with them once a month, to get a routine or plan for your hair. That's
wow.
what I would suggest.
Alexa, okay, from Albany, New York. Okay, well, I tell you, thank you so much for that, Keisha. So listen, just in kind of putting a you know, a wrap up of this for today. So summer care, you do need to pay a little bit of attention. And like I said, between the two of us, we cover both sides of the country. So this
right.
is right. We literally have everybody in between us. So this is really a great conversation to have. And folks are always looking when the seasons start to change. What do they need to do?
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, it's all about community. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I am so excited to talk about this. This is a subject that I've kind of wanted to really delve into. First of all, everybody knows that the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about hair, beauty, and of course the big C word, community. And we have not just walked, or should I say just not talked the talk, but we literally have walked the walk. And we continue to do so. Just recently, our colleague and radio program host, Michael Hopkins, who has been a veteran advocate, I'm going to say claims advocate for a long, long, long time, helping veterans to navigate this sometimes convoluted process to get their claims approved at the rating that they should. So, Michael, you have literally become, you've grown right in front of our eyes. You are now an official accredited claims agent. So your commitment to community is clear. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this particular segment of the broadcast today. So first, why was this so important, Michael? We all know that you host the Vet Talk radio show, but why was it so important for you to become accredited? And what does that mean exactly?
Wow. First of all, it was so important for me, Carrie Hines. I saw the struggle, and I continue to see the struggle that so many veterans go through in this claims arena, with filing for claims, getting turned down, and the frustration, and a lot of guys just quit. The government, i.e. the VA, seems to make it so hard for you to file for compensation for things that happened to you while you were on active duty. And, you know, me personally, I went through the frustration. I still do go through the frustration of filing for things and getting turned down. And then you read the decision letter and you get kind of disheartened. But, you know, me, I've learned how to go back and read and research and so forth. There are a lot of veterans out there that it's their first rodeo doing this, and they get turned down, and they say, oh, my God, I know I've got this. I go to the doctor for this. They should know I have this. I was stationed there at that place. I was in the war zone. This is what happened. But yet they're telling me that it's not service connected. And then I'm talking to a person or I'm communicating with a person who has never been in the military. And I'm using military terms and things, thinking that they should understand because they're the VA. But then I realized they don't understand what I did, where I'm coming from, what happened to me, what I suffer with right now. And that's what made me and drove me to becoming an advocate for veterans. The accredited claims agent, or ACA as you call it, Carrie Hines, it was just a quest, because I knew once I got that designation, and it comes from the Office of Veteran Affairs, Office of General Counsel up in Washington, D.C., I can officially help veterans, not just kind of guide like I was doing before. I would guide them and educate them with them and filing and paperwork and so forth and what they should do. But now it's official. I can officially go in, review their records, give them recommendations. I can even file on their behalf. The government allows me to do that. They sign a power of attorney with me, which means I'm their representative in the government's eyes. So the government allows me to help them. And that feels so good when I have a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters that come to me. They need help. I guide them.
And this is a specific POA, so it's not like Michael's.
Yes, it's not like I can, you know, I have, it's specific for them in the claims process.
Well, listen,
very
Michael,
much so.
I just thank you. And on behalf of everybody here at our show and all that we're doing, we appreciate the work. We appreciate the effort. And, you know, the whole idea behind community is what you're doing. And today we really wanted to kind of delve in. Everybody knows we're Hair and Beauty, and we talk about Hair and Beauty. We're going to be talking about it a little later in today's show, as always. But I really wanted to shine the light a little bit on just a little different part of what we're doing here on the broadcast. It's in the title, really, literally. And so thank you, Michael Hopkins, because you're putting the C in the community right here.
Yes, you
and
are.
Supporting your fellow veterans.
Very much so.
We thank you for that. Okay. I'm going to turn it over to my wonderful colleague and co-star and co-host, who in her own right represents her community down in Water Valley, Mississippi. And she's been doing it for quite a while, and we're going to talk to her about that, but I know she has some questions for Michael. So I am going to bring to the line, of course, the one and only our Queen of the Mornings, Miss Nicole Marie. So it's nice to have you on this community special, Nicole Marie.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So happy to be here. And Michael, you are now in your second season with the Vet Talk Radio Show. What has been your experience to this point? And then in the future, where do you see the show going? What do you have planned for the show?
Good stuff.
Wow. Great questions, Nicole Marie. Great questions. Well, to answer your first question, it's just been quite a ride. It really has, and I have learned so much. And I always, with me and Carrie, we always kind of joke about, I would always tell him that I went to school for what we're doing here with the Vet Talk Radio Show and the morning show with Carrie Hines. I went to school for this. But the funny thing about it, when I got out of college, I went into the military, did the complete opposite of this. And after getting out of the military, you know, I wound up, once again, I was in something that's always paramilitary. I did high-level security in federal buildings in D.C. I did training. I became a trainer. I owned a training business. I did all those things over like a 30-year period. Thing about it, I got introduced to Mr. Carrie Hines, and the rest, shall we say, is history. I came back to doing what I learned how to do. And it's so funny sometimes because I enjoy it so much. I really do. I enjoy what we're doing. And to answer your other question, I'd like the future for me, getting out there, helping more vets, training other people to help more vets. We're looking at doing books and shows and YouTube.
Awesome.
And we're just getting the word out, just helping veterans. That is my quest, and
it's what
I enjoy doing. I'm going to always enjoy doing this, and I'm just so ever grateful to Mr. Carrie Hines for helping me just achieve my goals and my dreams. 100%.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Very much so.
Well, it's a family effort here, Michael Hopkins. It's a family approach. It's a familial approach to what we're doing. When I created the tagline, Hair, Beauty, and Community, which had never been done before, I've never seen where folks literally put the community word right up there, right next to hair and beauty. And for me, I wanted to do that. And when, Michael, you came along and talked a little bit about bringing a show to our network, which is the last place anybody probably would have expected to see something or hear something about veterans claim advocacy right next to a hair and beauty commercial or a new shampoo. So things like that.
Right.
But we normalized that. We normalized it because we have a true commitment to community, which is just on par, if not superseding, our commitment to the hair and beauty industry. So this has been something that that we all walk the walk and we talk the talk. I'm so excited. I really am, literally. And so, Nicole Marie, I have to turn to you. I must. First of all, I'm so excited. And as we move into a whole new phase, you're the longest serving co-star of mine, co-host in the history of my 28-year career of the Hair Radio Show. And certainly we've been doing it
that.
As a morning version,
that's an
sure.
Honor. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have definitely crossed the line on that and been just a fantastic contributor. And you've developed your own following. So when we say Queen of the Mornings, we really mean it. You know, you really do. You've lived up to that wonderful, 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 wonderful moniker, and we just appreciate and adore you here at the show. So I want to start here. Oh, absolutely. And as a person who represents, as I said at the top of this segment, you represent the folks down in your community in Water Valley, Mississippi. And you didn't just, this wasn't something just started today. You didn't just drop out the sky today. So tell us, how did this whole process come about? And something I've never asked you, Nicole Marie, where did you get the interest from to become to represent your community? Where did that start from?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie. People always joke with me and say, how in the world are you doing everything that you do? And honestly, I believe it's really just in my blood. My parents were very involved in the community, and so growing up, that's all I knew. We were going, we were moving, we were in, you know, we were doing this and doing that. And as I grew up, I didn't know anything different. So all I knew was service to other people. My grandparents and my parents always said, a life well lived is serving other people. You will be blessed by serving other people. So that's all I know. So as an, like going through school and then as an adult, when I got out on my own, I just continued in this particular organization or this or that, whether it was church or whatever, I have always been about service to the community. So becoming an alderwoman or city council member here in my city, that, I mean, when the opportunity came about, I talked to my husband about it, and we decided that I was going to run. I was going to do it. And it wasn't really a second thought about it. I jumped in the race, and I've been an alderwoman for my ward since 2017, and very active in other things with my the PTO at school, 4-H, Main Street, church. I mean, but it's just in me just to do. When the opportunity presents itself, I just go for it because I'm an educator, as you know, but I'm a continuous learner. I like to learn new things. I like to do new things, and I like to share those things with other people and help other people. So for me,
it's
second nature.
Well, I've got to say, you really, when you say you jump in and go, you jump in and go. And
right.
I really mean that, right, Michael? And
yes, very much so.
Yes. And
I
and
don't even think about it. I just, you know, each day I wake up in the morning and I just ask God to guide me through the day and I just go.
Let me tell you something. You are on the move. We know. I have to tell you guys. Nicole Marie is on the move. Now, listen, I love what you said when you said that you grew up and that was really all you knew from your parents, being those kinds of folks to, you know, really recognize that a life that is well-lived is one that involves community service and things of that nature.
Yes.
And
service to other people.
Service to other people, being of service to other people. And that's something I'm going to take with me because I love how you said that. And just we can see where it was poured into you, and I'm grateful to know that now. Now, let me also say, you mentioned about when this all came about and you decided to kind of throw your hat in the ring, so to speak. You spoke with your husband, and we've had a chance to meet Mr. Luther, and I just want to say that something like this is more than just a single person. And same thing with you, Michael. And so we're shouting out your spouses. You know, each of you have folks who support your efforts, and it means something. So, yeah, so Nicole Marie, what does this say? And I know sometimes it's not easy. How do you, you first started this whole thing today by talking about balance and all of that. So how do you find a balance? Sure,
well,
and how do you find that balance?
Well, I definitely have learned to take time for myself because if I don't pour into myself, then I can't pour into anybody else. And that goes for my family, for work, for anything else that I do in the community. So I definitely take time for myself. And it wasn't always easy doing that because I get so caught up in what I was doing that I didn't always take time for myself. But I'm learning more and more and more, and I'm taking more and more time for myself to be able to do that. And just our kids, they're busy as well, and they're learning, and they're doing the same thing that me and my husband do as well. So it's about talking about the things that we have to do. I live by a calendar. I'm very organized, so I always have everybody's schedule, what we're doing, where we're supposed to be going, and then Luther and I just balance that. If I can't drop one off or pick one up, and he does it. Or we have a family member. If both of us are busy, we have a family member that helps us. So it's very important to have a support system around you, not just your immediate family, but those, whether it's family, whether it's friends, that also can help out if you can't necessarily do something. So
wow.
that's what I've learned to do, is ask for help. Sometimes we don't want to ask for help. We think we can do everything on our own, but we can't. Be willing to ask for help. And I've done that, and I just have a support system that helps me and Luther do the things that we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, when I think of, things and people doing it right out there, you two come to mind. So, as you know, we're all crazy about you guys here. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
and your commitment to community. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Michael, I've got to turn my mic over to you. I know you've got some questions that you've been chomping at the bit for. Now it's payback for Miss Nicole Marie. What might you want to say to her today, Michael Hopkins?
Wow. One of the things I wanted to ask Nicole Marie, what was it like, or do you remember what it was like when we first started doing the Vet Talk radio show, and you were one of my angels? What was that like?
Oh, wow. Just an amazing experience. We came to the show, and we were working on production, different ideas for the show, things that we wanted to do. Very exciting, but at the same time, it was like a steep learning curve. You said you went to school for broadcast. I did not. So, I'm listening to you, I'm listening to Carrie, and I'm continuously learning so, so much as we were going along. But it was a very positive experience, a very rewarding experience, and I thank the two of you so much because I learned so, so very much. And just with the Vet Talk show, as we were going through with Katrina, with Nur, yourself, and as we would sit down to do these show ideas and so forth, just listening to you just learn so very much just about the whole process. The process just educated me and was information that I shared with my husband, with other family members, other friends, and it's just been just a wonderful journey just along the way since we got started. So I'm just so very happy to just be a part of the team, a part of this family. It's just amazing. And I just thank you so much.
Oh, sounds like a plan. What I got another good question for you. What is it like working with Carrie Hines? What is that like?
Good question.
It has been an amazing, amazing ride with Mr. Carrie Hines. Like I said before, starting out, it was such a very steep learning curve for so many different areas, so many different things. But at the same time, it was easy because Carrie, I mean, he's about his business, but at the same time, he kind of guided me along. He gave me good advice, and it was fun. Thoroughly just enjoyed it. Now, let me tell you, like I said, Carrie is all about his business, and we do a lot to produce for the show, and, you know, we have meetings and calls and just so many different things, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't trade Carrie Hines for anything.
So it's
been a great experience, and I just appreciate
you
so much. I appreciate you mentoring me and just helping me in so many ways, Carrie. So thank you so very much.
You sound like a plan to me.
I'm so grateful to be right here where I am. So thank you so much.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Well, listen, I have to say the community is what is driving a lot of this for me, especially in recent times. Just to be recently appointed. I like the word that, I forget who used it earlier. I think Michael used it in terms of being a designation. He considered being named an accredited claims agent. I kind of feel the same way. To me, this is a designation by the folks of New York City who have approved me, literally and invited me to be part of their board that represents my community, which, again, I tell folks, we have many, many boards in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. You know, there are millions of people here. And in my community by itself, just my little zip code, maybe a little bit, you know, a few other little zip codes, we represent, the board represents over 200,000 folks that I get to participate in local government. And so they felt that my, and this is a significant thing that I don't think I've had a chance to share out there, and that this is the role of local government is important, of course, and it plays a big part of our actual day-to-day lives. But I'm an entrepreneur, and they had to review every aspect of what I'm doing just to even have made it to the board. So that speaks very highly of my accomplishments as an entrepreneur and businessman in this community. And so I'm grateful to recognize and think about that as I go about my business representing the folks in and around this community. And so I just want to say thank you. I have to acknowledge these people here who've made this great honor possible. And all the folks that are now part of that constituency that I mentioned, I'll do my best. And for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who continue to support us, who have supported us through all kinds of ups and downs and all arounds, I thank you. And we're just really getting started. And to my amazing co-stars, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, two individuals who daily demonstrate and show by example what community leadership is all about. I am just beginning this journey, this part of my journey, but I am so grateful to have folks who've already blazed a path for me and created a trail. So listen, this is just the beginning. And I know that you guys feel as I do to just figure out what you can do yourself to improve the conditions in your area, wherever you are. And we each can do something. So on that.
One in a million. The history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture, because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker, attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in Black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in Black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. a graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. It's an all-new special on the top 10 fashion icons right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. A couture countdown featuring some of the best-known ladies in pop culture and beyond. And it's hosted by our very special contributor, Miss Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So tune in. It's airing now across Hair Radio platforms.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, May 9th of 2023. It is Tuesday, one of our biggest and most important days of the Hair Radio Morning Show week, I should say. Real happy to have you guys with us. It's our show number 850, magic number today. And we have a lot of things to get into as we continue our broadcast right here mid-show. Let me bring to the line, you guys know him. He's going to help us out this morning. Kind of a little bit on the early side for Michael Hopkins, but you guys know him. He is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. That airs a little later this morning. It airs every Tuesday morning at about 8:30 or so Eastern Time, 7:30 for those of you in the Central Time Zone. I have some big announcements, of course, to make, and we're going to get into all of that. We'll also check in with Michael on what's coming up in the last half hour today on the show. You know, he'll be rolling out with a brand new Vet Talk. Lots of things to get into. First off, we're going to continue to talk on community. You guys know I was sworn in just last Thursday for my community board position. We're going to talk about the commitment to community. You guys heard a little bit about it this morning in the first hour, as well as so much more. And AfroLock Magazine, what can I say? There's a whole lot of stuff going on at the magazine. We're going to fill you in and bring you up to speed. And the deadline for the cruise, if you're planning to go to the Bahamas with us, your $50 needs to be in by Friday. So get it together or we'll see you when we hit back to shore. So that we'll be getting into those things. And then, of course, we are going to talk about some of the other things that are happening here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So lots more to get into today. Let me bring to the line, without further ado, the man who is going to be helping us to hold down the fort this morning live right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my illustrious co-star. He is the host of now a pretty good venerable series, the second season for the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
And
beautiful Pennsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah. Folks have listened to you already this morning as we were talking about some of our commitments to community. So as we broadcast live this mid-show, we've got a lot to get into, Michael Hopkins. It is our 850th show. That's a lot.
That is a lot, Carrie. And it's
so
a beautiful thing, too.
When you hear that, Michael?
Oh, it's just a beautiful thing, Carrie. It really is, because we've been out here with the community, and we have just been blowing and going. We really have. And just helping people. Just
wow.
Their beauty community. That's what we've been doing. And I just love it.
Yeah.
I really do. I just love it, Carrie.
Awesome. Well, listen, I am grateful to you, Michael, because first let me just say this. As we mentioned earlier, you are an accredited claims agent. Now, we're going to be talking about that throughout the broadcast today. Tuesdays are our big day for us to pay tribute to our veterans, as we do every day here. But Tuesday, your broadcast airs at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And you don't have to be a vet. We'll talk a little bit more about that to enjoy the show. And coming up, we're going to get into what is happening on today's show and so much more. So much more. But first, I want to kind of just, you know, take a moment to acknowledge that, yes, it's been 850 broadcasts. And you guys have to understand that our shows are each 3 hours, okay, and 3 hours in length. So that is quite a bit. It makes us the most prolific of hair and beauty talk in the history of radio and certainly podcasting. We so predate the word podcast. And we are just kind of doing it up just for you guys out there. So we get up every morning. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure that we are prepared to get this show going. I'm real proud of that. The earlier that we rise, the more that we can get done. And that's our commitment to you. So yes, you're going to get Hair and Beauty Talk like you heard from Keisha McAllister from out at in California, in Fairfield, California this morning. You heard some great throwback songs like from Michael Jackson and the Staple Singers and all that kind of stuff. And we're just kind of believing that we have a commitment to you. And that's what this is all about. So just wanted to also, Michael, I don't know if you've seen the Afrolock.com website. And I want to spell it for you guys, especially if you've been there in the last day or so. Afrolock is A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. And Afrolock.com will take you there, or you can go to AfroLockMagazine.com. And the great thing is, for folks who, if you have been asking about subscribing, you liked all the beautiful covers, it's your time to subscribe to the magazine so that we can do the magazine. If you want to see all the beautiful things and read everything and be part of this operation, you got to support it. So it's easy to do. Just simply go to Afrolock.com or AfroLockMagazine.com, either one. You'll see the big old buttons there to subscribe to the magazine. You can do so right on the homepage, or there's a tab. There's a phone number. There's everything there to support your efforts, to support us. And again, this is about Black culture. This is about us.
Very
and the
much
way that
so.
We wish for our stories to be told.
Very much so, Karen.
So, yeah. So this is
very
important.
Much so.
Yeah,
you know, Karen,
I am just
so looking forward to it. The covers that you designed, they are just so beautiful, man. I mean, each one that you designed is so unique.
Thank you.
It is so beautiful. And like you said, Karen, the folks out there, you're listening to us, get your subscription. Please get your subscription.
Yeah.
It's only $24.99.
You've got the whole year. And,
and
unlike other publications, we're able to churn out a magazine once a month. So,
That's the beautiful thing about it, Carrie.
Yeah.
That's what's so beautiful about it, once a month.
Once a month, that means we're going to be grinding. So support us. So remember that things that are for us and for our community, we say we want things, you know, let's kind of put some effort and energy behind those things. Let's not
just talk
the talk. And so I wanted to make sure that was out there. Coming up, I do have a little bit of a talk of the morning, so we can kind of talk a little bit about that as well. And I think that'll be really great. We'll get that underway. And, Michael, I have to say, you know, just to remind everybody, as I said a little at the top of this last segment this morning, that we have to remind folks, and it's super, super, duper important. I'm looking at the cruise line information. And just to remind everybody, yes, the actual cruise may not be until next year, but the preparation starts this year. And you got to get your deposit in, or I don't know what they'll do. I'm very nervously going to check in with them today. But if you don't get your $50 in, we just may not have a cruise. So, folks, if you're planning to do this, or you say you want stuff and you try to pull things together and then we just seem to be apathetic. I don't know what else to say. I barely know what else to do. But we're going to push forward and keep pressing ahead because that's what we do. We have a strong resolve. It's kind of like our military, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so. Resilience. Resilience, Kerry Hines. We have resilience.
That's what it takes, sir. That's exactly what it takes. And I got to say, I'm real pleased about that. Yeah, I mean, I know it's tough out here. Things are kind of going on, and a lot of it is beyond our control, so it seems. We're having a tough time navigating. There's a lot in the space that people are talking about and with regards to mental health. Let me just say this, because I think you're only going to hear about this kind of stuff when we're talking live. Anything and everything affects people's mental health, almost just like it can affect your physical health. If you bang your leg, you know, you may have some complications because of that. So it's just common sense. Common sense. Now, a lot of things, I don't think that when the forefathers sat down and our Constitution was pulled together, that they thought that we would be reeling from the effects and damages, long-term effects of television. I don't think they thought, TV, watching TV and putting out to the world what they think is one thing. You're basically being gaslighted on another hand. And we don't, and then that's further complicated by the way it seems about not making sure that everybody gets a fair education in this great country. We're just not equal here. It was not intended that way, but that's where we are. And then to paint folks and constantly, double down and triple down on ignorance and all kinds of things. And who is surprised that this is where we have arrived to, this America? Who can be surprised? And then the folks in these marginalized communities, my heart just breaks. And the lack of accountability as it pertains to people who are underserved and who are people of color.
So true.
So, are you
so very
well,
true.
Well, I mean, Michael, there's the case here in New York, and I don't know if folks have seen this, where he's a Michael Jackson impersonator. This man was always in the subway system. I probably have seen him myself. Performing as Michael Jackson. And he's someone who apparently displayed some kind of psychotic episode. However, he did not physically harm anybody. And he was a little man. If you're portraying Michael Jackson, obviously you're very small in stature. Here comes this person. Sadly, he was not, I don't think he represents the military whatsoever, but he was someone apparently who, had issues of his own with regards to what it seems as we're hearing these stories about him possibly being someone with PTSD. Well, who knows? But here's my issue, vigilantism. The fact that he was not arrested, because somebody did. And we have to be out in the streets every day begging them to arrest somebody who clearly murdered somebody. I've never seen anything else like it in my life where someone can take the life of somebody of color and just be home for dinner. Only black folks that we get treated like this, so it seems to me, where there's such a low appreciation. Now, here's the thing. We all know where this emanates from. It was exacerbated in the last recent decade or two because of the political divide, and we're being used, on so many levels in that way. And I'm just trying to figure out, what can we do? All of this, I mean, if you really ask me, and I hate to just paint everything with a broad brush, Hopkins, but what I really feel is that the lack of accountability, the lack of holding folks really, truly responsible, the lack of speaking the truth, I think is why we have really arrived where we are across the board. Exploiting poor people, exploiting people of color for political gain and otherwise, seems like it's the order of the day, of investing in our own mental acuity is why we have arrived where we have. So what can be done? I don't know.
Yes, it's just, it's hard to say what can be done. And you're right. It's
yeah.
No accountability. It's sad,
it
but it's
could
true.
Be a lot
and,
better.
Yeah.
Yeah, could
yeah,
be a lot
true.
Better. So we're going to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Where are
you
going to
say something? And like you said, he is not a representative of veterans who have PTSD.
Oh, not at all. This man, listen, he clearly took it upon himself on the subway. Now, here's my thing. I believe maybe he didn't intend, we don't know. Okay, let's give him the benefit and say he didn't intend to have this kind of outcome where the poor man died. But here's where you're not even supposed to begin because you're not supposed to be acting as if you're a vigilante. And unless the man attacked you specifically, if you sit up here and think you're going to be responding to every homeless person or every person in New York City who happens to talk to himself or who knows what, you'll be busy all day long.
Something like that. How about that?
So, you know, that's not the mindset. And New York City is the wrong place for you. Take that stuff somewhere else. This is a melting pot. I live in New York City. I've been exactly at that location where it happened. So we've got to get better in this country. We say that we want to be a country of this and that. You know, we're always in an America of pretend. We pretend to be a greater country than we're starting to feel that we are. I believe that we can be all those things. But you got to get rid of a lot of this dead weight and the provincial thinking that we seem to display every day. And you certainly have to stop with the targeting of people of color, just automatically assuming that our lives don't matter, that there's not a value. And again, our ancestors were brought here to this country because of our color. So we're a walking target, just like in slavery days. We can be spotted a mile away because of the color of our skin. And that, to some, is signal enough to act in a very disrespectful manner. And when it's reinforced by the media, when they don't hold folks accountable because, A, it seems like they think we deserve these types of things, or that we brought it on ourselves, and there's no accountability, no one feels guilty about what happens to us or feels even badly, so it seems. Because again, the message that's being channeled out is we deserve it. And where there was very little hope, they thought that the poor man, because he was homeless and he was asking for food, literally. I don't know what to say about America, but we got to get it together, folks. Listen, we're going to take a break. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. That was my diatribe this morning. if you guys have some opinions on what we're talking about, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly dial into the 516 number, 453-9458, and let us know what you're thinking. Press 1. I've got to say, you know, how much of this can we take? It's one thing after the next, and it's just piled on every day. So I think every Black person has PTSD out there as well. You know, how much can you take? So listen, we're going to shift gears a little bit. Why don't we kind of pick it up to, with some music and a little break, and we'll be back. And when we come back, Michael, you're on That Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about what we're talking about on the show today. Stay with us. Here is somebody that I think can certainly shift the tide here. It is Mr. Neo. We haven't heard from him in a while. Stay with us.
Spend a little time. She got her own thing.
that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. I'm here with Katrina, which is one of the three angels. And Katrina, how did you feel when you first started as an angel?
Well, I was very excited when Michael first approached me and asked me would I be part of his show and one of the angels to help him out on the Vet Talk Radio. Even though I'm a shy person, I'm very observant, and I don't talk much in the background. I just be observant and watching. But I was so very humble and excited that he even offered to ask me to be a part of it and be an angel.
Awesome, awesome. What are some of the things that you've been doing, and what are you doing now?
Well, the things I've been doing now, basically, I still just babysit and watch children for those mothers who can't really afford a more affordable daycare, even though my house is a daycare, but we set our prices low enough to where they can afford and not struggle, not to wonder if they'll have a babysitter the next day if they're not able to pay us, and then, like, also going to school to
Great.
Study. To be going to be an insurance agent, but I'm also studying to get my business degree to where I can further my businesses.
Wonderful. Is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to all the mothers in my family and my friends. They are all great, wonderful. And I love them, but I especially would like to give one to my granny, who is 93 years old. She is the one that I look up to. She's my mentor, my motivator. She has taught me patience. She's the one who I basically, like, mark after of, because she took in a lot of her nieces and nephews that she ended up having to raise right along with all of her kids. And so I know that's exactly where I got all of that from. And she taught me patience, because patience is virtue. And without patience, if you don't have that, then you would never have an understanding in life with anything. But you have to be patient with a lot of things that come for.
All right. Thank you. Nur Jahan, how did you feel when you started on the Vet Talk Radio show?
Well, same as Kat there, how she said she was excited. I was excited as well. For one, to be a part of something that's so huge was, it was a very humbling experience, because we didn't really know how big it was when we first got started. We thought we were just going to be, part of a radio show, and, you know, Michael's going to be talking about, you know, compensation for vets and stuff like this, and you know, just giving information. We're just giving our little opinion. You know, little did we know it was going to, you know, catch fire the way that it did. And it, you know, ended up being part of my life for like over a whole year. And, you know, I'm not no morning person. So that in itself was already a miracle for me to get up. Coming that early, you know.
You made it.
I made it, yeah. And I had to really, you know, discipline myself, you know, and just the things that we spoke about and all the stuff that he taught, you know, wasn't just so much being a part of the show, but it's the stuff that I learned. You know, I mean, he gives so much vital information is so powerful that for me to be a part of something like that, that can change people's lives, you know, for veterans, you know, I'm a family full of vets, you know, and so they all could use this information. And so for me to be able to direct them, you know, to the information, and they don't have to feel left out anymore, you know, so it was very exciting to be a part of something like that. I'm very proud of him for where he has come now,
right
at this point in life.
Great. What have you been up to, and what are you doing right now? Some things you're working on.
Well, right now, I am actually the Chief Administrative Officer at KBM Ministry, and that stands for Kingdom Branding and Marketing Ministry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a true blessing because we're changing lives by people being able to write their story, you know, and not so much that, but we just started our Kingdom Bible Reading Challenge, and that is just getting people back to the basics by just reading the Word of God. But they're not, we're doing it in a way that's entertaining. We're doing it with a dramatized version, and we get on Zoom, and we just read it together. We listen to it, you know, from the dramatized version, but we're also following along. And then at the end of the reading, we all give our soap. And this is the special part about it because it's an acronym for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So basically, what is the scripture that, you know, stands out to you when it's like 4 to 5 chapters that we'll read per session? What is the Lord saying to you with those scriptures? Then you observe that, right? And then you apply it to your life, some kind of lesson or something that happened to you, that you pray at the end. But it also stands for speak out and participate. So the beauty about it is that maybe the Lord don't speak to you in the scripture, so you don't have nothing to say. But when other people share their soap, then that's when you might have something to say. You give feedback from what other people said. And it's so powerful because now we have people who are afraid to say anything, and now they're actually coming out. They're stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're speaking, and they're sharing their soap, and it's just catching on it's like a domino effect, and it's powerful. So that's what I've been doing. And, of course, I mentioned last time how, you know, I finally became a self-published author, and I'm just waiting now to get my book revised, because waiting for people to still send in their reviews, you know.
Wonderful.
But that's exciting, too, because when I do the launch for that, you know, y'all will know about it. I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be launching my book party.
Yes, please. Well, you have definitely been busy, very busy. Is there anybody that you like to send a shout out to?
Well, before I do that, I always let people know, don't be busy. Be productive, because busy is being under Satan's yoke. And when we're under Satan's yoke, he tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time for God. So if we're productive, we are producing fruit. And when you produce fruit, you're going to reap a harvest. So never be busy. Always be productive, and you can see the fruit of your labor.
Be productive.
So, yes, ma'am. Change those words. Everybody's busy, but don't be busy, be productive. And so the shout out, I want to give a shout out. Yes, I would like to give a shout out to King Willie Tubbs, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be in the position that I'm in right now at KBM, and the things that he's offering us, you know, on the cabinet, it's just sort of a miracle. And the things that he's offering the company itself, for people to be a founder, you know, you get 3% share of the company, and it's amazing because he has a heart. He has a heart of gold. And, you know, with helping people write their book and helping me get my book published, I mean, I want to give him his flowers right now on the radio show. So, yes, definitely want to give a shout-out to Willie Turk.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, Nur and Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for this time. And thank you for always being supportive. I really appreciate both of you.
Anytime. You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Stay tuned.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. You're gonna love me, oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the showroom at Caesars.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Tuesday morning. It is May 9th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's about 8:04 Eastern, 7:04 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Today's our broadcast number 850, and we are in our third hour, which we call our spotlight hour this morning. And we've been holding it down, I'm very, very pleased to say, with Michael Hopkins, the illustrious host of his own show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs at 8:30 New York time. So that's 7:30 Central. Michael, you'll be up a little bit later this morning with your own broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and I understand it's all new. So what can you tell us this morning about today's episode?
Well, Carrie, this is episode number 26, and we're going to be talking about four lesser ways to get 100% with lower back pain ratings. That's going to be our show today.
Okay. So you said season two. Well, you didn't say, but it's episode 26, so this is the midst of your second season. What can you tell folks that this has been like for you, Michael? You've been with us for a couple of years now. What would you like folks to know?
Wow, okay. I mean, it has been just an extraordinary ride, Carrie. And the support I get from you, the staff here, it has just been something that it's a dream come true. It is a dream come true. And, you know, I started out graduating from college with a degree in radio, TV, film production from Norfolk State University. But I wound up having a military career. You know, I spent a lot of time in the military. I did active duty guard reserves. I started
Did you ever think you were going to converge those two?
And to be honest with you, Carrie, the funny thing is, it was the furthest thing from my mind because I was so used to training people. This is all I knew. I knew how to train people. But when I met you, and in the midst of you were helping on our associates, with a radio, with being on the radio. And I kept saying, wow, this is really interesting. And what you did, you sparked my interest to get back into this field. You really did. You sparked my interest.
Well, you know Michael, when I look back at that, and I'm grateful that we sparked your interest. And that you saw this as something that could still help. I mean, our big claim here is hair and beauty and community.
And so I knew that you could see where you were could be a big part of, especially of the community part. But it's you've grown across the entire platform because you have been able to, as the host of Vet Talk Radio and supporting the veterans and advocacy across the whole spectrum of that, you've been able to launch your own distribution company that helps by selling the Carapy, my brand of the hair products. You do so much with community outreach through your advocacy for the veterans. And, of course, your main focus, being an accredited claims agent, is to make sure that their claims are processed and facilitated. And you handle that with aplomb.
Very
and
much
so for
so,
that, we recognize those efforts at our broadcast. And, of course, you would fit in here at the Hair Radio Morning Show perfectly. So I am super excited. Now, Michael, today's episode, which comes up in about 20 minutes from right now. So what would you like folks to know about today's episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show?
Oh, just real short, to the point, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
As a veteran, there are always other ways for you to add to your claims, to your ratings. Bottom line, to add to
now, Michael,
your...
Today may be the first time that folks are tuning in. So talk a little bit about the process. You always have to start at the beginning. Because you know where
right.
you are now, but
and,
today
right.
may be
and
your
you're
first
right.
time
I get,
hearing Michael's voice.
And I get so excited. You know, it's just the claims process is basically this. A veteran that served on active duty, that had injuries that they sustained, illnesses or injuries that they sustained while they were on active duty, they could be entitled to compensation, i.e. money for the injuries they sustained. And basically what I do here on the Vet Talk Radio Show here at 8:30 Eastern Standard Times on Tuesday mornings and 7:30 Central Time here on the Vet Talk Radio Show, I basically break it on down and I explain how you as the individual veteran can file for compensation. The things you're entitled to. It could be, you know, Carrie, it could be just about anything that a veteran had happened to them when they were on active duty. I always have your all-time favorite, and you know what your all-time favorite is.
Tinnitus.
That ringing in the ear, and it's so many of us as veterans that have that, and we live with it because we think that's normal. Well, newsflash, vet, it ain't normal. It ain't normal to have ringing in your ears, man. It ain't normal. But that's something that you as the individual veteran can get compensated for. Back injuries you have, the knee injuries, the flat feet, the headaches, the neck, cervical issues, mental health issues. There are so many things that
now,
you
Michael,
as the individual
did we mention
veteran,
what's coming up today? Did we mention
right.
what folks are going to be able to hear in about 15, 20 minutes?
Yes, most definitely. It, once again, it's going to be those four lesser ways for veterans to get 100% ratings around their back, their
yeah.
issues that veterans have with their back. Can't wait
and
to
again,
talk
that's
about
a
it, too.
Big topic, Michael. That's a
big,
big topic.
Issue.
So
big
you
issue.
Guys don't want to go anywhere because Michael's going to be really delving. You're going to dive into this in about 15 minutes, a little less than that.
Very much
so. Please make sure to stay tuned. And then, listen, I want to make sure that everybody knows tomorrow and the rest of the week what's happening. In a different note, Michael Hopkins, we've got a wonderful lady who really is coming back to the show. Well, she'll be on for the first time. Actually, she's going to be live here for the first time ever And we're talking about, of course, the one and only Miss Crystal Wright. And Crystal and I go way back. Before we even turned the Hair Radio Show into a morning edition, back in 2015, I had already interviewed Crystal. Crystal Wright, and at that time she was living in California. So this is really huge to have Crystal back and going to be on the Hair Radio Morning Show live on Friday in our spotlight hour. So about this time on Friday, you'll be able to hear Crystal right here. She's still on the West Coast. You'll find out where. And she has something new to talk about.
Wow.
We're going to talk about her story, career. Yeah, so
wow.
Crystal Wright, and you really, I've got to say, you really don't want to miss Crystal. She really can deliver on all this that she does. Really inspirational talk that we run here quite often.
Oh, yes,
we
very
really
much
do.
So,
we run here quite often, and it's inspirational. And it's talk that you kind of need.
Yeah, very
you
much so.
You kind of need it. So we are super excited about that. So yeah, Crystal will be with us again on Friday morning at about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You don't want to miss it. She's going to be live all the way from the Pacific West Coast. So, you know, so that's a long way from us here in New York.
Yeah.
And yeah, right, Michael? We want to take a moment to shout out to all of our fans. And we have folks all over literally the planet tuned in. We want to take, you know, go, we're talking about Crystal in the West Coast, but we're going to shift gears and talk about Mawarin all the way over in Nigeria, who did a beautiful illustration for us, going to be on one of our covers. You're hearing it first today.
Wow.
So I cannot wait for Afrolock Magazine. And for those of you who have an interest, yeah, I'm loving Afrolock Magazine. It's going to be ginormous, and we've received nothing but great feedback. If you have not gotten your subscription, you're late. Get your subscription.
Like
yeah, get your subscription today. You can do so. Now, let me spell it for you, because there are a lot of other Afrolock stuff out there. We're the only Afrolock magazine, so let me spell it for you. It's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. There's a K on ours, because we, a lot of folks think they understand the entire meaning. Well, of course, Afro is all about hair and all of that, but it represents black. And L-O-C-K, because we have a lock on that. And it's really our stories and things that matter to our community. And that's really what this is all about. So I'm super excited about that, to make sure that everybody knows about Afrolock Magazine. And if you would like to advertise in it or be featured in it or even have a story idea, we're all ears. You know, I was working over at one of the other magazines. I won't say which one. You guys know which one. For the last year, they've been around for quite some time. But their magazine is only out every 2 months or whatever. And I'm supportive of that. I love them, and they do what they do. But over at our magazine, we're here each month. You're going to get a new issue, and you're going to have dynamic talk. You can look at what we've already put out, a great deal of important things that we have to share, and you're going to see it. So the folks who have already subscribed to the magazine, thank you. And the a lot of what you are doing is going to pay off exponentially, because for those of you who have businesses, you're getting a free listing. You're getting a free listing virtually and otherwise. So listen, thank you so much, guys. And Michael, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Abby, for helping us to put the community, the C word. You know, community is a big part of the radio show. It's everything about hair,
very
beauty,
much
and
so, yeah.
community. And you think of a veteran who helps with the claims process, facilitating the claims, and being an accredited claims agent. I mean, this is a designation. So this is something that's big, and it just doesn't happen to everybody, Michael.
Very big, and that's quite true, Carrie. And you know, Carrie, speaking of big, starting on the 13th and going all the way for a whole week, Armed Forces Day is coming up. And we're going to be celebrating Armed Forces Week next week on the show.
The whole week.
We're going to have some very special episodes.
Your favorite classics.
You.
Yes, wow. I don't know how I got to pull that off technically. I'll be working on
it's going to be.
So now what Michael's saying out there, guys, and that's all next week, in the last half hour of the show, we'll be recognizing some of your favorite classic episodes. You're going to be making new introductions and new commentary, all in honor of the wonderful Armed Forces Week, which kicks off next week. So starting on Tuesday of next week. So that'll be the 16th of May, 2023, just so that you guys know. We're live this morning. So, you know, some folks, they don't know if we're live or they think we're not. No, we're live. I'm Carrie Hines of Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And it's our show number 850 today, 850 of the All Mohair Radio Morning Show on this May 9th, 2023. Yeah. And listen, folks have been asking me all weekend, Carrie, can you tell us more? We know that you were voted in or you've been nominated in, or what's this about your political agenda now? So I guess let me break it on down for you. Here's what's happened. Because folks want to know how to do it. Now, I've got an entire article written about this whole thing. It's very easy to see. Just simply go to our website at HAIradio.com and click on the button there. The big blue button that says post. You can't miss it. So again, www.hairadio.com. That's spelt with one R in the middle only, not two. You won't find it if you try to put two in. So it's hairadio.com. Then go to the post button. There you will see all kinds of different group pages. You can see, read, follow, click on. There's so much there, it's ridiculous. And I maintain several of the group pages, and my favorite is, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk and all those things. And so what we do, we have updated that, and I put some stories in there that tell all about how I have this big interest in community, which has always been there. It's not just a tagline.
Right.
We've been saying hair, beauty, and community since we started this whole process. Realizing that we can do this, we can, you know, do the things that are important to us. We can converge them, we can merge them. And these are things that have been largely not told from our true perspective. And this is what mattered to me. And so here we are. And for that, I live in a section in Brooklyn, New York, which is one of the five boroughs if you guys have never been to New York City. And I'm super excited. Now, we have a lot of folks here. So if you're from small towns, I get it. But here in Philadelphia, well, I should say where I started out in Philadelphia. that's where I was born. But in New York City, which is where I currently live, in my community, I'm a part of a board that represents over 200,000 persons. Now, that's not all of Brooklyn.
Wow.
That's just my little zip code.
Wow.
My little section. Over 200,000 people. So I want to thank the people of New York City for making this designation for me. So now I have been accepted to the wonderful community, the board that manages our area and the folks in it, for all kinds of political votes and things of that nature that affect us on a day-to-day basis. So when we say we're hair radio and we're hair, beauty, and community, Michael, I think we really mean it. Okay, we're all
yes, we do.
Examples. And it's one of the only radio shows that I'm aware of that all of the hosts are community-driven, have been and are doing community service of some sort. So we put our money where our mouth is, literally, at this broadcast. And
very much
you
so,
Carrie. Yeah, you can see pictures. I'm there with our wonderful flags, and just it was so amazing and incredible to be sworn in to do work that's going to be reflective on behalf of my New York City office. And they themselves have declared that with this designation, with this appointment, that I am a wonderful new, I guess, political person now. I'm, as they say, a public advocate and all that wonderful good stuff. So, Michael, what can I say?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Yeah, as we always say.
And let me say the
care,
right term
beauty, and community,
official.
Carrie, huh?
Yeah. They said that I'm a New York City public New York City public official. So I just want to get that out. That
big
deal. We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
So I'll be focused
deal,
on
Carrie.
That.
It's a very
Thank
big
you, Michael.
Deal. You have such a responsibility. We all three of us do to our community.
Yeah.
And as you said, that's what we do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's what we do.
And I'm proud to say, Michael, I'm going to send you off because you got to get ready for your Vet Talk Radio Show in just a couple minutes. So today on the Vet Talk Radio Show, you're talking about, I believe, like kind of like back pain, and you'll be sharing everybody. Bring everybody up.
Oh, yeah, very much.
Don't
so.
Go anywhere. You don't have to change the dial. I don't think we have dials anymore, but you don't have to change anything. Just keep it right here. Michael's going to roll right on in with an all new Vet Talk Radio. So you don't want to go anywhere. This is going to be super exciting. So I tell you what, why don't we take a little bit, Michael? Just to remind everybody, tomorrow we're back live on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings. Of course, we're here every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live each week from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. We have amazing guests. We've had everybody on, everybody. Wonderful celebrity guests, all of our wonderful friends in the industry. And so many folks, and this has just been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little bit of a break? And when we come back, we're going to try to roll on in. Michael, so get ready, Hopkins.
Get ready.
Going on the- And everybody, you don't have to be a military person or any of that. Stay tuned. You're going to really get something. And if you happen to be a vet or know a vet, this is going to be really meaningful. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Got a lot to get to this morning. Still a lot to get to. All right. Let's roll one out.
Some people don't like what I do. That's just the way how it is. I have learned along this way. The more you shine, the more shadows you cast. It just goes hand in hand. That's the price for all of this.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since.
airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Kerry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Michael Hopkins, it's time for the Vet Talk Radio Show, and I am so excited. I know you've been working on something very, very special for the amazing veteran fans today. Michael Hopkins, take it away. What do you have?
Yes, Kerry Hines, I have four lesser ways to get a 100% rating with lower back pain. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, that sounds incredible. And that's something that just about everybody can relate to. Who in the world can't relate
pretty
to that pain?
Much.
So I can't wait for you to get
pretty
into
much,
that.
Kerry.
Yes, and we start each of these Vet Talk Radio episodes with our incredible salute to the amazing veterans of this show and the fans that you have. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and all the efforts that you are making and strides, and we hope that this program brings you a great deal of knowledge and joy today. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm ready to get started. So you said four lesser ways to get to 100%, and this is all about the back pain, the lower back pain, I want to say. So let's go ahead and jump on in. So what's at number four today?
Kerry, at number four is one rating we don't really talk about a lot, but it can happen. Did you know that when you're going for your ratings for lower back pain, the VA claim section can actually give you a 100% scheduler rating? They can flat out give you a 100% scheduler rating.
What exactly is a 100% scheduler rating? It sounds good, but what is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bad, Kerry. It actually means that your back is just that bad. That you have, no kind of ankle, no kind of bending of your back, and you can just barely do anything with your entire back, not only your lower back, but your entire back.
You're in bad shape. Wow.
Yeah, you're in really bad shape. And it's very rare that you'll see that. There are veterans out here that have that issue with their back, but it's very rare. But if you have, as a veteran, Kerry, if you have the correct medical evidence, and as you know, Kerry, when you file for claims, and we always talk about this, medical evidence. If you have the right medical evidence and you have your statements in support of claim, you also have an independent medical opinion from an independent doctor that you have that clearly shows through x-rays, through testimonies, through whatever it is it takes, that they clearly show your back is just that bad. You can get this 100% scheduler rating. But as I said, it's a very rare occurrence. It's not like an everyday thing.
Yes, like if you get that, you really must need it. So it's,
you really do. And as you know, Kerry, there will be some other things that will come along with if your back is just that bad. There's some special monthly compensation. You need caregiver. You need all kinds of things.
You need a whole lot
of medical attention.
that one wishes. I mean, a bad back is just excruciating and can be unrelenting pain. So
very much so.
Wow. Yeah. So this is one of the lesser known ways to get to 100%. And a way that you probably don't want to get there.
this one you don't want. And,
wow.
You know, our hearts and prayers go out to the veterans that have this.
Yes,
because,
we appreciate it,
as you said, it's excruciating pain. I mean, I know personally I have lower back pain that I'm rated for. And it's a daily thing that you go through with lower back pain. I mean, it's just a daily.
It can be really very painful. Well, we just wish, like Michael said, to all of you veterans, men and women out there who are just doing it up, we appreciate you. So, yes, Michael.
Very much,
okay. Yeah. Well, that's an eye-opening way to get started on these lesser-known ways, all about the lower back rating. So today, what's at number three, Michael Hopkins?
Now, Carrie, number three, this is something that we've talked about on the show. All the time we've talked about this, and it's secondary ratings. A lot of times veterans overlook secondary ratings that are based upon their lower back that can help them get to 100%. There are a lot of just little known things that are associated with your lower back that it'll take you to 100%.
Well, give us some examples of these.
Now, one of the examples, and I've seen this plenty of times, Carrie, where a lot of veterans have overlooked this, even some of the people when they go to the CNP or claims and pension exams,
right,
some of the nurse practitioners and doctors overlook this thing. It's called radiculopathy, nerve damage.
Hold on, what?
It's called radiculopathy, or better known as nerve damage.
Much easier to say that one. Okay.
Much easier to say nerve damage. And a lot of times, believe it or not, Carrie, if you have a lower back issue, you have a nerve issue. Your nerves are being tensed. A lot of times, a lot of veterans have herniated discs. They have arthritis. They got combinations. They have all these things going on with their lower back. So when they go to a claims and pension examination, the examiner may get it right for the lower back part. They may say, hey, this is service connected, your lower back. We're going to base it upon, boom, this is what we'll base it upon. We'll base it upon. Good example is you have a hip problem, and your hip problem is causing you to walk with an altered gait. In other words, you're walking with a limp. That limp, in turn, all of a sudden causes your back to be misaligned.
Wow.
But unfortunately, in the process of that, Carrie, there's bony spurs. There's all kinds of things that are going on with your nerves, and boom, all of a sudden, a lot of veterans will experience there's numbness, there's tingling. If it gets to extreme cases, they may have what they call a drop foot, where your foot just goes numb, and you're dragging your foot. You've seen some people walking, and you can actually hear their feet scraping the ground.
Oh, my.
And they have all of these things. Yeah, I mean, the nerve damages. You can even connect, believe with your lower back, you could even connect mental health with your lower back issue as a secondary.
Now, explain that a little bit, Michael, because when I think about this, this is not something that I would immediately think that mental health can play a part with as a secondary with something like this, with nerve damage or the lower back, we should say. So talk a little bit about how is that even possible?
Well, Carrie, with your lower back, if you're in excruciating pain with your lower back, that's the key word right there. You have chronic pain. You don't have just regular pain, you know.
Once in a while.
You have once in a while, yeah. You don't have acute pain in your lower back. You have chronic pain. And that is the key word, chronic.
Right.
A lot of veterans have chronic pain in their lower back. It never goes away, no matter if
it's sitting around. That's what that chronic means.
Yeah, that chronic. And a lot of times, what they don't realize when they're filing for compensation, Carrie, if they go through their medical records, it doesn't have to necessarily be your active duty records, but if you go through your medical records, you go to the VA hospital, you go to a private doctor, and you look in your medical records, you will see that word, chronic, all the time. You'll see those two words, actually, chronic pain, veteran suffers from chronic pain. Anytime you see that you have chronic pain, what else can it cause, Carrie Hines? It can cause anxiety, depression. It's awful stuff, major depressive disorder. It can cause those type of mental health issues where you don't want to go outside, depression. You know, you don't want to go far distances. You don't want to drive that far because your back hurts. And
but you know what, Michael, we would never, I can honestly say, and I could imagine that the poor veterans would never even think that this is connected in that way.
Right.
So very good.
You're absolutely right. You know, and a lot of times, Carrie, what will happen, memory joggers. Sometimes when I'm talking to a vet, I have to do, like, memory joggers. And I might ask them a question, something like this. I might say, Veteran Carrie, when's the last time you picked up your grandkids? You would tell me you got a 2-year-old or 3-year-old grandchild. When was the last time you picked them up? And you would go, oh, my God. No, man, I can't pick my grandkids up. My back is just that bad. Boom, there it is right there. Yep, but a lot of times that's what a vet needs. They need a memory jogger. Even, you know, as we praise their families and the caregivers and everybody that's involved with a vet, even their observations, Carrie, can help with a secondary rating.
Wow.
They
well, I tell you.
Yeah.
So the family around you can, you know, they're observing what's going on with you, and this can be of assistance.
Right. And the thing about secondaries, when you're doing a secondary claim for compensation, believe it or not, that secondary claim for compensation sometimes can be a higher rating than the original rating you got. You may get a 20% rating, which is kind of average for a lower back rating. 20% is about average. But if you get a mental health diagnosis that's related to your lower back, that mental health diagnosis could be up to 100%. Most veterans average 70%, Carrie, just for a lower back connected to your mental health.
Wow. So
and once again, it is possible, and it goes into other things that you, the individual veteran, can qualify for. And a matter of fact, Carrie, it is a segue into number two.
Well, now we're on to number two. So I'm still excited by all of this, Michael Hopkins. And so let me just back it up a little bit for folks who are just joining us. Now, this is the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins is the host, and today he's talking about four lesser ways to get to 100%. Now, this is all about the lower back rating. I'm just, this is very interesting to me and what you're covering, because I would have never thought that these were things that would lead or could lead to 100%. Interesting, Michael. Absolutely interesting. So you've been covering these four items, and now you're down to number two in this wonderful display today. So please, Michael, please continue.
Number two, I think number two, Carrie, is another one of your favorites talked about on the show. And once again, a lot of veterans don't connect the dots with this one. And this one is total disability based upon individual unemployability. This is one of your favorites.
TDIU, yes, we know it well.
TDIU, yeah, very much so. And see, can you imagine, Carrie? You have a veteran. And we just, at number three, we just talked about that veteran gets a 70% mental health rating based upon their lower back. Look what door they just opened. They just opened individual unemployability with a 70% rating. They just opened up that door through a secondary, which they never would have thought of. Just like you said, most veterans would never think about doing this way.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's a connected dots. And this is a beautiful connected dots, because the TDIU, and we've talked about it before on the show, the TDIU can lead to a 100% rating.
That is the, I call the elusive 100% rating.
Right.
Just looking from the outside.
Yeah.
But Michael, this is really helpful knowledge to the veterans. So now, what do folks say? Like, you've worked with folks who you've talked to about this kind of thing. What has been their response?
Oh, I mean, it's been fantastic, Carrie. It really has. Because when I do like lectures, when we're having vet meetings, and what I do is I show the veterans how to connect the dots. Because it's just like you said, who would think of mental health being related to a lower back problem? Most vets don't, or to their knees, or to any of that. Most of the veterans don't think of that. And once I break it down for them, very simply, I don't use, $10 words and all this kind of mumbo jumbo and make it sound like it's some miracle. It's not a miracle. It just makes sense. You connect the dots. That's what claims are all about for veterans. It's connecting the dots. And part of connecting the dots is what, Carrie Hines? Medical evidence. That's
always medical. It comes down
always
to what
medical
you can prove.
Evidence.
Yes.
You can prove
you it.
You can prove it. You can get rated for it.
Yeah.
That's why we have the CFR 38 Part 4. That is the Bible of Claims. It's the booklet all veterans should be going through, looking at, familiarize yourself with, because it has 833 items in there the individual veteran can get rated for. And lower back problems are one of them, and mental health is another one. It's all in there.
Well, I am just blown away, as always, with these, Michael. Again, four lesser ways to get to 100% with lower back rating. This tells me that that it is so connected and interconnected. And who would have thought this in this way? So this is very helpful information for the veterans. And I'm just, as always, we are super excited about this, Michael. So listen, just give everybody a little recap on these items, and we're going to roll on in to number one.
Right. Well, Carrie, number four, that was your 100% scheduler rating.
Absolutely.
It's kind of rare, but that's your scheduler rating. The VA will grant you 100% due to your lower back issues.
Right. Don't think we'll ever forget that one.
Right. Oh, we won't forget that one. Yeah, it may be very rare. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Carrie, number three is the secondary ratings. Once again, it's overlooked a lot of times with veterans. You can connect a secondary to your lower back issue, and that secondary can be a higher rating, and you can get to 100% that way.
Exactly. Wow. So this is really great, where the secondaries are very, very important.
Very important.
Yes. All
right.
What about number two?
Now, number two, Carrie, is we always talk about TDIU, better known as total disability based upon individual unemployability. That's another way.
I can sing it with you, Michael.
You can sing it with me. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's another way to get to 100%. And that particular 100% is through payment. You get paid at the 100% level.
Wow. Well, listen, Michael Hopkins, I tell you, I want to get to how important this is. I'm just dying to hear what number one is. So, Michael Hopkins, take it away. What's at number one?
Number one, Carrie, it's called a temporary 100% rating. That's what, number one. And this one, temporary, yes. And this one is, well, Carrie, this one's one, a rating that is definitely overlooked by a lot of veterans. It's definitely overlooked. And would you believe, Carrie, if you spend 21 days, like in a hospital, in a veteran hospital, it could be in a regular hospital setting for an illness or an injury or surgery, and you spend at least 21 days in that facility, and then after you get out of the facility, you have to spend anywhere from 6 months to a year in rehabilitation. Your recovery. And we've seen that. How many times have we seen that with people? They get major surgery, they're out for the count for 6 months to a year.
For a while.
They can't work. They can't do anything. Even, Carrie, even if they're out for 2 months, 3 months, normally it's 6 months to a year, but the VA will say, hey, if you're out for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, we will grant you a temporary 100% rating. And you'll actually get paid at percent rating like every other veteran that's at 100%, that's permanent and total, or they're just 100% rated. The thing of it is.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. I think you were about to go exactly there, Michael.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you were going to ask. No, go ahead, Carrie. Ask your question.
No, I was just going to say, Michael, to me it's like, well, what happens at the end of that? Or is it, you said temporary.
Oh,
well,
yeah, Carrie. And,
so that sounds like all good things must come to an end.
Must come to an end. And your question was, I was getting ready to answer your question. So I think we did a little psychic thing there, right?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens, Carrie Hines. Like you said, all good things must come to an end. What the VA does, the claim section, they send you through a re-evaluation period. In other words, they go back, they look through your medical records. They may even send you to a claims and pension examination to see how you're doing. To see if you have recovered from whatever it is that happened to you. Say, for example, Carrie, I'll give you a good example, and this happened to one of our veterans. A lot of Vietnam veterans have this issue. A lot of them have pancreatic cancer or the pancreas or the prostate. I'm sorry, wrong one. The prostate cancer.
Oh,
and a lot of them, due to exposure to Agent Orange and all that, a lot of them will have prostate cancer. In the process you know, if the prostate cancer, their prostate is actually surgically removed. And that causes other issues as far as removing the prostate. Well, what happens, they can get that 100% temporary rating. They'll get it. They'll get it for as long as it takes. If it takes a year for them to recover, they'll get it. They'll actually get the 100%. Now,
so they recuperate.
Right. When the VA feels as though you have recuperated, they'll send you through the series of tests. You know, as I said, CNP exam. They're going to check your medical records and so forth to see where you are. Now, two things can happen, Kerry Hines.
What are
if you still deserve the 100% rating because of whatever you had in this case, if you have residuals, you'll stay at the 100% rating if they deem that you're not over this and this is something that's going to be permanent and total for you as the individual veteran. You'll stay at the 100% rating.
Wow.
So you'll wind up being 100% PNT, and that'll be the end of that. So now, you know, it's permanent now. However, and I know you probably knew there was a however, isn't it? It's always a however.
Always a however.
Always a however. However, if the VA, i.e. the claim section, if they see that you are making progress, what they will wind up doing, their suggestion would be to return you to whatever original rating that you had prior to going into the hospital.
Mm.
Say, for example, your overall rating was 60%. Boom, they sent you to 100% for a whole year. After the year is up, you've gotten better. They'll make a determination, and that determination is to roll you back to that 60%.
Well, you know, when I hear you say this, Michael, it makes me think on behalf of the veterans. I'm so glad that you're covering this, because I think that the veterans should keep this in mind, that this is a potentiality or a possibility or something that could happen. So, you know, it doesn't catch you off guard or you know, not realizing it. That's why I love all of these things. I absolutely love you taking the time to educate and inform everybody. I think the veterans, this is the very least we can do through the show. Outstanding, outstanding job, Michael.
Very well. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Good job today, Michael. Well, listen, before we go, I wanted to take a moment. A couple things I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of. And that is, first of all, just a reminder to all the veterans, all the fans of today's broadcast, that, Michael, you put together a lot of post articles, like articles literally that are on the Internet that anybody can read, but particularly the veterans will really appreciate, where you can follow Michael's group page. It's called Vet Talk Radio group page, which is VTR. It's right at www.hairadio.com. Again, that's HAI Radio. That's our parent broadcasting business, if you will, at hairradio.com. And there we put Michael. We have all your wonderful postings that you have written, articles and things that probably can focus on this and some of the other wonderful topics that you have. Again, just go to HAIRadio.com and click on the big, you can't miss it, it's a big old button there that says the word post, a big old blue button. So you can click on that and begin following Michael and reading all of the articles. Also, Michael, just to say something totally new that we have not talked about on the Vet Talk Radio Show, and that is that we have a new magazine. Now, this comes to us from all of us at the Hair Radio side. which we are so excited because the magazine is going to feature a column by none other than Michael Hopkins himself, a Vet Talk Radio. So what I love about it, it's called Afrolock Magazine, so that's spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, one word, Afrolock, then magazine. So what this is all about really is connecting the dots in the community with everything that's important and to all of us. And so it's not a surprise that community is a big part of what we do. And at Afrolock Magazine, we wanted to make sure that the veterans receive the kind of support that we do for the veterans through our work at Vet Talk Radio and at the Hair Radio brand. So it was very important to create space in our magazine now, and you guys can each get a wonderful digital copy delivered right to your inbox, whether it's your cell phone, tablet, laptop, whatever it is. Simply go to Afrolock, which is AFROLOCK.com, or you could go to AfrolockMagazine.com, either or, and sign up. The yearly subscription is $24.99, and for all veterans, say $5. So you'd be able to get that for, what is that, 19? Yeah, 19.95. So please connect with us at Afrolock.com. So all that, Michael, to say, I can't wait to read what you're going to put together for the Afrolock Magazine.com.
Wow. There you go. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our...